Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve a table. Brothers, select among you 7 reputable men filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to the Judaism. They presented this man to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks.
Lectura de la primera carta del apóstol San Pedro. Hermanos, acérquense al Señor Jesús, la piedra viva, rechazada por los hombres, pero escogida y preciosa a los ojos de Dios. Porque ustedes también son piedras vivas, que van entrando en la edificación del templo espiritual para formar un sacerdocio santo, destinado a ofrecer sacrificios espirituales agradables a Dios, por medio de Jesucristo. Tengan presente que está escrito: "He aquí que pongo en Sion una piedra angular, escogida y preciosa. El que crea en ella no quedará defraudado. Dichosos pues ustedes los que han creído. En cambio, para aquellos que se negaron a creer, vale lo que dice la Escritura: la piedra que rechazaron los constructores ha llegado a ser la piedra angular, y también tropiezo y roca de escándalo. Tropiezan en ella los que no creen en la palabra, y en esto se cumple un designio de Dios. Ustedes, por el contrario, son estirpe elegida, sacerdocio real, nación consagrada a Dios y pueblo de su propiedad, para que proclamen las obras maravillosas de aquel que los llamó de las tinieblas a la luz admirable." Palabra de Dios.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "I have been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.